Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in this morning's papers.
Thanks, Rachel. The front page of the Irish News reports on the case against the seven men accused of the attempted murder of PSNI detective John Caldwell. The paper says the prosecution spoke in court of a golden thread linking some of the defendants and that there was a grudge against Caldwell because he was intimately involved in investigations into several of the accused. Several papers report on an inquest into the death of a twin baby at the Coombe Hospital in Dublin. The Irish Times writes that the mother, a Chinese national, testified that during labour her concern for her babies was dismissed sarcastically by hospital staff. Lawyers for the hospital denied that. The mother said that she asked repeatedly for an interpreter, but several hospital staff testified that she didn't need an interpreter because she works in a Chinese takeaway. Her own lawyer observed that there's a difference between talking about a spring roll and amniocentesis. An emergency section was carried out when it was discovered that one of the babies had died in her womb and the second baby was then saved. A professor working for the hospital testified that the dead baby would have been saved if a section had been performed when the mother had asked for it, but that that was at the weekend and elective sections didn't take place at weekends. The Irish Examiner reports that a child aged 8 on a bicycle is being used by one drug gang to collect a debt from a family. This is from a meeting of Dublin City Council addressed by a Garda superintendent who said that the family have already paid €30,000 against the debt and that he knows of some families who owe €200,000 in drug debts. That's in the Examiner. One of the strangest photos in the papers today is also in the Examiner. It shows a child touching the body of a nun who died 4 years ago. The nun is Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster, whose body was exhumed in April in the US and found not to have decayed, even though it wasn't embalmed. The body is now on display, being visited by hundreds of pilgrims. The same story appears on page 11 of the Irish Daily Mail, and beside that is a report that the Vatican is urging people to be nice on social media. If that were the case, many of the papers would be showing white space this morning. Instead, they're relishing the social media row around the British TV programme This Morning. The Mail has an old photo of former presenter Eamon Holmes hugging recent former presenter Philip Schofield. But like other papers, it reports Schofield went on social media saying people have a grudge against him. And then Holmes went on social media calling Schofield delusional and a liar and warning Schofield not to pick a fight with him. TV is filling many papers today. The This Morning row is picking up nicely from the end of the TV show Succession. And in case the Schofield story starts to peter out, the papers are announcing the lineup for the new season of Love Island, including Dublin estate agent Catherine Agbaje. The Irish Sun has a two-page spread of photos with the men in swimming shorts and the women in bikinis. But if you want a photo of a woman in a bikini to make you stop and look twice, turn on a few pages in the Sun to a picture of 29-year-old model Robin Dalrymple. She's shown in a leopard skin bikini complete with diamante belly button ring. And just below that, she's proudly showing off a stoma bag she uses after having had surgery for Crohn's disease. She says, "Scars, stretch marks and stoma bags are all part of true beauty, and picturing them is the best way to put that message out into the world."